Chips in the windshield, unfortunately. But other than that, it's a really nice truck. It's one of our new ones, I guess.
The M2 or the Cascadia?
Cascadia.
They're nice trucks. I just didn't know if they had the M2 106, I believe it is. They're capable of doing that, but they're kind of a mid-range truck.
Scaled down, but it's a nice rig. Nice rig. Except for day cab.
Come in and down a lot of the other ones, too.
Well, drivetrain and everything and the way it shifts, but comfort-wise, the Freightliner is probably a little bit better. Comically, everything's positioned where you can get to it real easy. Gauges, everything.
Round dash in it.
Eric, dash radio, AM, FM, Bluetooth. It's right nicely in the pocket, right up on top of the dashboard. Makes it real easy to put it in and take it out.
Just find a place for the antenna, right?
It's really. I thought about going to a quarter wave, but I don't know. I like these diamond antennas with the gain on them. A lot better than those. That's right.
I'm using a diamond. Same one you're using, I can't remember the number on it right now. Out on the mirror, on the driver's side.
Back there, put the strap on, so I guess I'm done. I had to swap out a trailer. I brought one over from work in the office, and we need one of number 7 moved on the other side, so I went over and grabbed it, and that's the one I'm hooked up to now. It's kind of interesting. I went to hook up to it, and it would not latch. The trailer wouldn't latch. Apparently, the newer model Freightliners have a little locking mechanism where you can actually lock the fifth wheel coupler so it will not couple.
Four HKX, why would they have that?
I got to couple. That's why you always do a tech test. They would drive off thinking you were hooked up, but you're not. Maybe close these doors. I'll be right back. Here's a C9B.
I'm at my next stop anyway, so I'm going to jump out of here. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3, Leon, be careful out there.
Patrick, and I'll catch you down on the pike here. NC9B.